Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Oh, Steve's already into it.
Is this the chipmunk version?
No, this is the Donny Osmond.
Yeah, when he was like five.
And of course, Genesis has never heard the song before. Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah, it's a first.
wait, this is the first time you've heard it?
No, it's a first for me to actually recognize the song.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I know the song.
Of course, Zach probably doesn't really care.
I kind of do.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everybody. In the room, it's a full house. We got Steve Silva.
Heidi Ho.
We got producer Zach.
Hey, now.
Assistant Genesis.
Hello.
And of course, I'm Sean Roberts, your host. And together we are Your Weekly Dose Podcast. And of course, as always, we are streaming to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning.
And thank you so much for joining us this morning and every morning. If you're a return visitor, if you're new, welcome and enjoy the time while we try to pay homage to those radio gods, Mark and Brian, and attempt to get them into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, because now is the time, everybody. We've got a busy show for you guys today. Of course, we're playing Puppy Love by the great Little Donny Osmond.
Oh, yes.
Because it's National Puppy Day. Yeah. Exactly. Now, do you have like a favorite Osmond song or Donny Osmond song or Donny Murray song?
Donny Osmond did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat. Oh, my God,
yes.
Coat.
That's
so good
in
that.
One of the most amazing things I've ever heard.
I loved it when he did his comeback in the late 80s because, and well, Zach, look it up, Soldier of Love. Don't play it yet, though. But Donny Osmond, Soldier of Love on YouTube. When Donny came out with that song, Soldier of Love, everybody was afraid because they were like, ooh, Donny Osmond.
Well, yeah, who's he?
You know, or whatever.
Is he coming back?
Yeah, and they did it as a mystery artist kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a busy day for you guys as the song is now ending. We got listener emails. We got tips for spring cleaning because it's now spring, believe it or not. And we got spring facts from Mother Nature. And, of course, we're in the middle of March Madness, so we have our, was it Milton? What's his name? Milton what? I forgot what his name is. He called us yesterday.
Milton Hardbody. I believe
is
his name.
Is that what it is? Milton Hardbody?
Or else it was Hardwood.
Oh, something like that. Well, I know his first name is Milton.
Something was hard. I can't remember.
Oh, Milton Babbitt. That's who it is. He's a self-proclaimed.
Milton Babbitt. Oh, yeah. I know Milton.
Yeah.
Personally.
He called in and goes, hey, guys, you know, can I call in again or whatever? So, sure, no problem. So, he's going
to
call in a little bit later. Our
and I just got to say, while we mention it right now,
yeah.
Kudos to Oregon and Washington, who both upset a higher seed to move on to the second round.
And UC Irvine.
And UC Irvine. Yes, right. UC Irvine.
They won their first one. So
that was amazing.
Which
they
is
were
great.
Really happy. I watched the end of it, and it's like, whoa.
I got that Donny Osmond song, if you're ready.
In a moment.
Okay.
So, but anyway, but yeah, so we got a busy show for you guys today. And, of course, three more people passed away. What the hell's going on, man? Hollywood
just keep dying off.
Hollywood is, like, tipping over.
Yeah, well, I also received some sad news on Tuesday this week.
Oh?
My high school sweetheart, my girlfriend in high school,
first girl
I ever really loved, passed away.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm sorry.
She was like a year and a half younger than me.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Why did she pass away?
She was young.
Her name was Lonnie. I don't have the details yet.
Okay.
Other high school friend
told her.
posted it, and so we talked about it, but we don't know yet.
What happened? Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, yeah, so we got a busy show. So don't forget, you can interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook. Or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Which you can do today because we don't have phones to call in. So email and yeah. Genesis will
Say hi. Yeah, yeah. And Genesis is always on the
Mixler.
Well, you're on Mixler, but I mean on Facebook, you're on there too. And
Instagram,
everything.
Yeah.
Instagram. So, you know, tweet, text, whatever, you know. Talk to Genesis. She's a really nice girl, you know. That's why we have her here. She's pretty, right. She's nice, you know, and she's tough. You know. So, and of course, not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well, most importantly for us. So,
yes.
And then, of course, Amazon, been our sponsor for a long time. Go to our website, click on the banner. Basically, when you shop, it's easy to do that. And every time you do, they give us a little bit of love so we can kind of stay on the air. And, you know, this is year three for us. So, you know, keep us going as long as you can. You know, that's all we ask. You know, this is the show that's based on Mark and Brian listeners for Mark and Brian listeners because, damn it, we miss them. And speaking of Mark and Brian, like Steve said, we got to get him in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
You know, now is the time to vote. Laura, Switchboarder Laura, had put out the word last week. So we want to make sure that everybody knows how to do it. So there is a video that Laura has put out regarding this. We've been sending it everywhere as much as possible as well. So if we could play that, please.
Yeah, because just raising your hand isn't working.
It's true.
Hootie Hoo, Mark and Brian listeners. This is Switchboarder Laura. The time has come to cast your vote to nominate Mark and Brian to the National Radio Hall of Fame. There are just 10 simple steps you need to complete to help Mark and Brian get the recognition they deserve. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this How to Nominate Mark and Brian video. First, go to the website www.radiohalloffame.com. At the top of the homepage, click on the Nominate tab. Once you're on the Nominate page, scroll down to the fillable form. The first section, titled Personality Name, has two boxes, one for first name and one for last name. In the box labeled first name, put Mark Thompson. In the box labeled last name, put Brian Phelps.
That is so important.
In the next box, labeled radio program name, put the Mark and Brian Show. The last box in this section is titled Brief Bio of Personality Program 500 Words Max. This is where you, the listener, will explain why you personally think Mark and Brian should be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Examples. They made my morning commute better. I got married at the mega marriage. They made mornings funny. This section will have far more impact if you write something in your own words. Please do not just copy the examples. And remember to stay below the 500-word limit. You want your vote to count. The second section is titled Your Information. This is where you put your first and last name in the boxes titled Submitted by Your Name. The next box is titled Industry Affiliation. In this box, put Mark and Brian Listener. The box after Industry Affiliation is titled Email Address. Please put your complete email address here. The last box is titled Phone. Please include your area code and phone number in the three boxes. The final step is simple. Click the Submit button. Thank you for casting your vote to nominate Mark and Brian to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Please only vote one time, but be sure to share this on social media to encourage your family, friends, and other listeners to vote and join the campaign to get Mark and Brian the recognition they deserve. Induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Vote now. The voting window closes on March 29th. Let's do this. Your vote matters. Love you.
Yeah.
Whew.
Wow. Yeah.
Having her tell me what to do like that kind of turned me on.
Yeah. Well, you know, she is a teacher, so she's very strict.
Oh, all right.
And Laura's good looking, too, so can, I wish I had that kind of teacher.
She can paddle me with the ruler anytime.
Yardstick.
Yeah. Well, you.
Yeah, thank you. So there you go, guys. That's how to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame. You know, I did not know, you know, because it says, you know, first name, last name. I would have never known to say
to
Mark Thompson
in one
and Brian Phelps.
I was thinking about that too. I was like, that's pretty clever.
Because I thought Mark Brian and Thompson Phelps.
Yeah,
or be going who?
And then you throw in their middle names, Wayne and Lamar. Boy, you're all screwed up.
I love when it says on, if you looked at the video where it says, you know, your listener name. It says on the video, it says first name stupid, last name listener.
Well, you know why though, right?
Yeah. Go ahead and explain it. But yeah, I do.
Oh, no. Well, since you. Oh, no. Go ahead. I just love it because when we catch you or something like this.
Well, you caught me, so explain.
He was agreeing more than knowing.
Exactly.
Sean loves to put me on the spot when he's like, oh, really?
I do.
Tell me more.
I do. Well, you know, you said you grew up with Mark
and
Brian.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Well, no. Mark and Brian would always call their listeners stupid, replaceable listeners. Which we were, you know, because we were easy
and
to replace, you know. Yeah.
If, you know. If they didn't like one listener, there's a thousand of them waiting in line.
Exactly, you know. So, you know, and a lot of them out there, and a lot of us, I should say, you know, like to be known as the SRLs, you know. Stupid replaceable listener.
It's actually a roll-off-the-tongue acronym.
Yeah, SRLs, you know. Hey. So, there you go, guys. So, please, you know what, and everybody on also the 25-year Facebook page for Mark and Brian. There's over 5,500 of you guys. If everybody did that, it's going to crash the Radio Hall of Fame's website. You know what? So please do it. So far, there's only been, I think, like 700 people who have watched the video, I think. What's the count on that, Zach?
432,000.
I lied. I thought it was 700. Only 400
people.
Oh,
we got you now.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was 7. But only 400 people so far have watched the video then? For the Mark and Brian one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to share it and get more people to listen. And
exactly. Vote. You know, and that's so important. So, I mean, come on. There's over 5,500 of us on the Facebook page. We got to do it. You know, if we don't do it, boy, we're sad. You know, we're sad. So, anyway. All right. So, let's catch up with everybody. Well, I got lucky last night.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That's a segue.
I'm sitting at my desk at work.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, what happened at
and
work?
The secretary walked in and locked the door.
Exactly. Listener Hajime Soto.
Uh-huh.
You know, which we know because through Christian James Sand.
Yeah, we met him.
So he... DM me, IM me or whatever through Facebook to say, hey, dude, I can't go tonight to Christian's thing.
Oh, you did get lucky.
Do you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Absolutely. I said, let me find out if the boy wants to go. And so long story short, we went last night to go see the breakdown of Queen.
Hmm.
Yes. So Christian says hello to you. Mm-hmm. And
high back, of course.
Yeah, and it was great. He broke down two songs. He broke down Radio Gaga, which was phenomenal, because basically there's no real drums in that song. The majority of it is synthesizers, and even Brian May's guitar is put through a synth.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I thought was really interesting. And then he did Somebody to Love second.
Somebody.
Yeah. Sound like Muppets
you
now.
Find me.
Wow.
Who sings that song?
Here comes the punchline.
I think it was Simon.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Simon or Theodore. I can't remember which one.
You can predict the future. Look at me.
Yeah. Anyway, great job, of course. You know, and... Again, Christian is really getting a nice following here. I would say about 80% of the room, that was their first time there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is a new place in Hollywood.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's right across the street from Hollywood High. They're on on Highland. Different theater. He's doing another one tonight. I think he's doing the Beastie Boys and the Beatles tonight.
The Beastie Boys.
And if you guys don't know who we're talking about Christian James Hand. You might have heard him on Mark in the Morning, where he would come in and break down the music for you. So he would take a classic song, let's say from, you know, Queen, Led Zeppelin, whoever, and have you listen to just the drums only, then just the bass line, then just the guitars, then the vocals by themselves, and basically, you know, strip everything down. You're hearing all the instruments individual, and then slowly put it together again. And of course, you can hear him every Monday morning at 9 a.m. on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and he does a 20-minute version of this. But when he does it live, it takes an hour, sometimes an hour and 20 minutes to break down one song.
Yeah.
He'll take a break and then
do
another song.
The only difference between doing it live, doing it on the radio to save time is he just doesn't say fuck.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. And he's a hell of a lot funnier too, in, you know, in the whole live thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Christian needs to be a stand-up comedian too. You know that? He really does. He's got that kind of a mind.
He's very acerbic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so we had a great time last night doing that. So so again, I got very lucky. And thank you to Hajima. I really appreciate that.
Word off.
Again, thank you to Hajima. Listener Hajima, I really appreciate it, buddy. But he's going tonight to go see the Beastie Boys. And
any news on the TV show?
Christian didn't say anything about that, so don't know yet. So I think that's still in development.
Okay,
so,
cool.
But once again, guys, listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. You know, 9 o'clock every Monday morning from 9 to 9:30, Christian will break it down for you. And he does a superb job. If you want more information about seeing him live, go to thesessionsonair.com. Sign up to his email so that way you can get the links to get tickets. These things sell out in minutes, you know, depending on who the artist is or whatever. They sell out so quickly because I tried to get the one actually for last night. It was already sold out by the time I wanted to get my tickets. And luckily, you know, Hajime called me up last minute yesterday. So I was fortunate. So how was your week, Steve? All right, Zach, moving on.
I'm just laughing at Steve.
Okay. Genesis, how was yours?
No, I still get a turn.
Well, take it.
I was talking about downstairs. I watched The Dirt last night, Motley Crue movie. It was really, really good. The only complaint I had about it is I wish it was a little longer.
The music?
No.
Oh.
When you first said that to me, I thought he was going to say, I wish it was a little dirtier.
Oh, good.
That would make
Lord.
Sense.
But no, it was a good movie. I wish the movie was a little longer, mostly because I know the history of Motley Crue, you know, fairly well. I've read Nikki Sixx's book, The Heroin Diaries. Yeah. I never finished The Dirt. I think I just kind of got like halfway through and I just got distracted with something else. But because of my mom and my dad and all, I grew up with Motley Crue. Little kid, going to school, that was blasting on the radio all the time when it was playing.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, it was very well done. What really threw me off, but I thought was really cool, is if you're a Game of Thrones fan, the guy plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. Yeah, he was Mick Mars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. And then when you kind of watch it and you get into it, you're like, yeah, he does play that Mick Mars character pretty well. They all played everybody very good. That's and Machine good. Gun Kelly was Tommy Lee. Again, another thing that threw me off. Wow. I'm like, what? But he played it off really well. He did that kind of Tommy, like, dude, like, whoa. You know, that kind of Tommy
Airhead.
Lee demeanor. Yeah, Airhead. Very, very
Airhead
good.
Tommy. Well, it's not difficult to do with Tommy.
It's not. But, it's Machine Gun Kelly, I guess. But great film. And also I saw Captain Marvel last Sunday.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
Okay.
I really liked it. I know a lot of people are just kind of half and half with it.
I'm hearing mixed reviews on it myself.
You know,
so.
One of my friend David, who the one I came back with Colorado, he was just like, oh, God. Because he kept saying Mary Sue movie, Mary Sue movie. I'm like, what does that even mean? He's like, well, yeah, they're trying to show that, like, yeah, the girls can do things good as guys. And we're like, dude, you realize what you sound like, right?
Like an idiot.
Yeah, like an idiot. And he's just, well, that's just what I got from it. I'm like,
anything
okay, no more going
do,
to the movies.
I can do better.
Yeah.
Anything you can do, I can better than you.
And I straight up told him, that's it. No more going to the
yes,
movies.
I can.
No more going to the movies.
Yes,
with
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes,
you
I can. Can. Yes,
no,
I can.
I want you guys to do your Broadway number.
You've never seen that, then, obviously.
No, I know what it is. I know. But anyway, I liked it. I think it's going to be really good going forward. And, you know, she's pretty much going to be like the new Iron Man going forward with Marvel.
Well, she's got to save everybody's ass in the next Avengers movie, yeah. So she better be good.
There's also the rumors that this Endgame might be Robert Downey Jr.'s last movie.
Well, I heard it's everybody's last movie, basically.
Well, they can't kill everybody. Well, even though they killed half of them already.
Yeah, but the thing is that I think it's like they're going to go back to doing the solo films with certain characters or whatever. Like, I've heard rumors that Black Widow is going to have her own finally.
Yeah.
So.
It's either going to be Captain America or Iron Man that's going to probably, you know, bite the dust. Or both.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And, of course, now that Disney bought Fox.
$71 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, they should buy Starbucks next.
And then I think also, was it their... they're talking about, 10,000 people might get laid off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They're going through... deep layoffs.
They're crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
And they've already much crossover.
And they've already shut down, I think, one entity of Fox already that creates films without any notice or whatever. They've already shut it down already. So,
but one thing that makes me happy.
Well, when they were doing the deal, everybody knew that was going to happen because Disney Disney has such a crossover with a lot of everything that people suspected, you know, this is going to be.
Well, they didn't know. People suspected certain things, I think, but they didn't know which ones. You know, so.
But we're not going to see X-Men or anything like that for probably like another couple years is what they said.
Oh, good, because we don't need any more.
But they're going to redo all the X-Men, but at least Deadpool will remain the same.
I wouldn't mind seeing any triple X-Women, though. That would be kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Genesis, how about you? How was your week?
It was good. Pretty productive. I have family in from Mexico right now because my uncle's going to run it.
Odale.
Something like that.
Do they speak English? Or?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They live pretty close to like the border. So it's, like that part of Mexico is very like oddly Americanized. But my uncle's running in the LA Marathon tomorrow morning.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Why
it is tomorrow. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So he's in town for that.
Nice.
And yeah, so I get to wake up nice and early
tomorrow
and support
Tijuana
him.
Are they Tijuana or another town on
no,
the border?
No, no, no. So Tijuana is Baja California. I think that's the state. Don't quote me. I don't know my states.
Okay. I don't even know one state.
They're
so.
Closer to like the border of Arizona. So,
oh, okay.
So they're
okay.
6 hours away from the border of Arizona. Okay. Yeah. So that area. Not.
Now, the reason why I ask because I just saw.
Thank you, Zach, for that.
An article.
Love it.
An article recently. Yeah, it could have been La Bamba. Who knows?
Yeah.
No, I saw an article recently that Tijuana is like the worst or the most dangerous city now in Mexico.
I doubt it.
Because of all the cartel stuff going on and everything.
Well, something happened this week in Tijuana, but there's others. Parts of Mexico that are very, very dangerous.
Yeah. I've
more,
actually,
like, you can drive through all of TJ, basically. There's parts of Mexico where you can't drive through.
I've driven through very fast, you know, myself.
Yeah, but there's parts in Mexico where you can't even drive in through, like, towns because they're all, like...
blocked off and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's scary down there with the...
But it's not really scary where I'm from. It's not, like, that bad. It's more, like, down south. But, yeah, so it's fun to have my family in and...
Good. How long are they in town for?
Till Tuesday. So
oh, good.
Yeah, so he needs to recover a little bit before they drive back, you know, because
right. Are they going to go and do a little sightseeing though or anything like that?
They're at Disneyland today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, except for my uncle that's running it tomorrow. But yeah, that's why I was a little late today because I had to like take them to go get signed in and it was like a little bit, you know, I guess like in the morning in that
you
area.
You should have just called out and gone with them and had fun.
Oh, no, I don't have a pass.
Oh.
I have a lot to do.
Steve can get you in. Steve, get her in.
Come on, let's go.
We should all go.
Go in the back door.
Yeah.
We know the secret ways to get in.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
He probably has a tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard, I've had friends sneak into Disneyland before, and I have zero idea how they do it.
It's actually a little bit tougher. Knott's was really easy to do.
Really?
I believe.
Yeah, you kind of just walked in.
Exactly.
Really? Yeah, teach me. That. I'm going to go to the Boysenberry Festival.
We got to go. That was one thing
I sent an email. I'm just waiting to hear back.
Cool. You got to go back by the bakery.
Oh, my gosh.
Secrets on gate. You go left and right past the cafeteria. Then you go up to the main street and you turn right and you go in and you just go in the park.
Oh, my God. That's a dream. Yeah, I've had friends that sneak into Disneyland, but I'm going to go during the week, actually. I'm going to go on a Wednesday to the Boys Festival in 2 weeks. But
that's cool. Yeah. Well, let me know when you go to the Boysenberry Festival. I want to go with you, too.
It's on a Wednesday. I'm going with my goddaughter.
Oh, cool. Like during the day, though? Or
yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. She gets out of school early on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
So we're going during the daytime, yeah.
Yeah, we have passes. So anyway, oh, cool.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I want to go.
You just put me in a duffel bag. I'll come let myself out when we get there.
Okay.
Cool.
There we go. Just throw you.
Yeah, I won't talk. Just let me go to the bathroom before you stuff me in.
Oh, we know we got a couple of listener emails in, so we want to.
Yes.
Let's cover those real quick.
Letters, we get letters, we get letters almost never in.
That was good time.
Wow, that is so rousing. I love it. Okay.
Arousing?
Arousing. I don't know about arousing, but rousing.
You have to put more okay. Sugar in your coffee, Steve.
Yeah.
Or just drink one of these. Could.
Oh, God. I don't need that. Those things, ugh.
This is the only one I like, though.
That might kill him.
Yeah, it might. Well, especially with all the pseudoephedrine I have in my system right now.
Oh, shit. He'll wake you up.
Yeah, so I'm like, wee. Okay, listener Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Uh-huh.
Female. Not listener Dawn. Dawn. I just wanted to drop a note to you guys that I think you are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't get to listen live that much, but I do listen every Monday when the show is ready to download. Oh, my God. Dino was hilarious. Dino Colvis was on.
Oh, I know listener Dawn. She's part of the BJ Show Buds. She lives in Arizona, a friend of mine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. Hi, Dawn.
So you guys are we're definitely having a blast. Great show. I loved his story about Chris Penn. I always loved him, and he died way too young. That's true.
Yeah, he was, I think, 40 when he passed away.
Yeah, he was very young. Oh, and please allow me to say, I was happy to hear the Eagles as an opening song. Now, this is funny. They're about as close to country as I get.
That's true. She's a rocker at heart, absolutely.
Yeah.
Her and her husband both.
I enjoyed a little bit of a rockin' song. Keep up the good work of carrying the Mark and Brian traditions.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Dawn. Dawn Cooper, I love her.
Yeah. And then listener Dave.
What did Dave has to say?
Well, dear Your Weekly Dose, I know you guys are not Mark and Brian.
No shit.
And you are trying to keep the flame alive. Well, I only discovered you recently, and I started listening to the show. I must say you guys are doing a good job of the humor of Mark and Brian.
Oh, good.
You guys don't take yourself too seriously. Boy, that's true.
You can't in this business.
I know, my God.
You can't.
And fun is the key thing. You guys deliver. Love your Facebook posts of, yeah, so that just happened. Oh, that's cool. Somebody mentioning that.
Oh, yeah.
But those, oh, God. That's really fun.
Some of the ones I find or whatever, or Zach will find when they post them up, they're hilarious.
That's really a good. Yeah, I like that, too. Where was it? Yeah, so that just happened. Oh, those always make me laugh.
Make us laugh, too.
Even though we have the Mark and Brian archive to listen to, thanks for giving us something fresh every week.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, yes, we pay homage to Mark and Brian, but we also like to add to it.
Absolutely. And carry the same thing, yeah. You know. And I'm kind of glad, too, that, you know, kind of M&B kind of gave us their blessing on the whole show, too. And, of course, we're trying to get Brian back in as well. So, and we're going to be getting more guests in, too. Matter of fact, I was telling Zach the other day, sent an email out to the PR person and the manager for Cress Williams, who plays Black Lightning on the CW. And I went to college with Cress. And I threw out the email. They're saying, hey, we're just trying to get back in touch and everything.
So did he electrocute people in college like he does?
Oh, he was definitely electrifying kind of a guy, that kind of personality, absolutely.
Ah.
And anyway, and Sinclair Jones, who's Crisis manager, like called me back within like 15 minutes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, damn, that was quick, you know. And I was like really surprised. He goes, we'll get it done, dude. We will get this done.
Oh, good, good.
So we're looking either April or May for sure now, so which is nice. And especially now that the second season is ending for Black Lightning. So now's a really good time for it to get done. So it'll be kind of cool. Well, that's cool. Well, cool, man. Nice emails there. You know, I love this because both Phoebe and Zach are kind of like in the same boat of like, it's what? National what day?
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Not another one. Or
come
two
on.
Or five.
Come on.
I love these.
Yeah. I think they're hysterical. I look at it from a sense of humor.
It is. It's
fun. Also good for marketing. Like, that's why they do it, you know?
Exactly.
It's marketing and deals.
So, and it was funny because you thought it was chips and salsa day.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually chip and dip. And you go, well, salsa is what I use for
my
dip.
Yeah, salsa is what I use for dip. Yeah.
For dipping. Mm-hmm. But it's actual National Chip and Dip Day. And so that's your favorite go-to, like salsa for dipping?
I never really grew up like doing like the cheese dip where they also have like the bean dip. I know they have like the sour cream dips like by the chip aisles. I never grew up eating any of that. So salsa is what I would go with.
What about you, Steve?
I like guacamole.
Oh, yay. That's a good one.
That's my favorite.
Fresh dip. Guacamole.
Fresh. Yeah, you make it yourself. You take the avocado, you know, you slice it in half and you bang the seed. You better be careful when you bang the seed with a knife because you can pull your thumb right off if you're not careful.
Yeah. Well, they're dangerous.
Yeah. How about you, Zach?
I'm good with just give me the best salsa you got and any chips. I love Doritos and salsa. I know that sounds strange.
That sounds bomb.
It like nacho cheese or Cool Ranch with like your mom's salsa, whoever makes it. It's God, so good.
See, if I'm gonna have salsa, it's gotta be like the it's gotta be like the plain ones. You know,
could you pass that back here, man?
There you go.
It's just the regular plain tortilla chips, you know, with salsa. But my favorite go-to is like Ruffles with the onion dip.
Like plain Ruffles?
Yeah. Just regular
I take back mine.
Onion dip. Yeah, that's very good.
You know, and all it is really is it's onion soup mixed in sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all it is.
I'll eat that sour cream. I don't care.
Oh, God, but it's so good, you know.
Ruffles are just like the perfect consistency now, for dipping.
Ruffles are, right, because they're thick. They don't get soggy.
Well, see, Ruffles have ridges.
That's awesome.
There you go. Ridges.
It collects all the residue that you need.
Yeah.
They get me every time.
But my dad's favorite, though, especially when they came out with the scoops, was, you know, the Fritos.
Oh, yeah.
But my dad would like to get the scoops and get that into sour cream.
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sour cream.
It is.
The problem is with...
Good talking.
Lord, what was it? I don't know who that was. The problem with scoops is the dip disappears really fast because
you
they're
scoop
like little
so
spoons
much.
And everybody just goes loop.
Exactly. Well, today's also National Corn Dog Day.
I'm sorry, I don't have a sound for that.
I love corn dogs.
I can only take so much of a corn dog, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then it's just too long?
That's my ugly laugh for that. I had to. That was good.
No, I can take a Dodger corn dog. You know, I can handle that. No problem at all, baby.
Right in the bun.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
But no, it's because of the batter. Sometimes the batter is too heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it depends. Yeah, it really is.
I love carbs.
But I look at me. Do I look healthy to you? I say carb. Look at my stomach, man. I'm nothing but carbs.
He's got a car baby growing.
More to grab onto.
Good God.
But, you know, corn dogs bring back a great memory of Gino and I.
Uh-huh.
We'd get off work, and sometimes we'd get off early at Disney, and we'd go over to the corn dog cart.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get off late.
And sometimes you don't get off at all. Then you're just frustrated for a while.
Then you're backed up for months.
We'd go over to the corn dog cart and get corn dogs and stuff, and then we'd sit there in the middle of the area in front of the castle.
Oh yeah,
and just eat corn dogs and talk and watch people.
How many
and
corn dogs do you guys have?
So much fun. Well, he had.
You don't
one.
Eat corn dogs?
The corn dogs at Disney are huge.
Yeah, I do.
They're huge at Disney.
Oh, corn dogs at Disney. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what you're talking about.
When he used to work with.
But them. I didn't realize they were big portions. Is what I meant.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're very large.
But I think that's one of the few times that I love dipping a corn dog into mustard, though.
Mm.
Using
yes.
mustard. It's one of the few times I really enjoy mustard is with a corn dog. Yeah.
You know, a corn dog is really just a vehicle to get mustard into your body.
There you go.
It's more like, would you like some corn dog with your mustard?
Yeah. Now, here's an odd one, though. Melba Toast Day.
What in the
what
actual
the heck
fuck
is
that?
Melba.
You want to look it up real quick, Zach? Melba Toast?
Melba
I'm
Toast.
I'm looking it up. Okay. Ew, it does not look appetizing.
You give it to... You give
it's
it
like
to
crackers, what
to
it is.
To, like, little kids to gnaw on. And then keeps them busy.
Now, this one threw me for a loop.
Oh, yeah.
Today is National Near Miss Day.
So
is that like the day after when the guy wakes up and the girl calls and you go, whoo, that was a near miss.
By the way, the Melba toast looks like giant croutons.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like, I think it was, a sarcastic comedian.
Oh, pick him.
There's been around for.
Craig Shoemaker.
Well, he said, doesn't a near miss mean a hit? We came this close to missing him.
But you hit it. So Near Miss Day pays tribute to the day that a huge asteroid nearly missed hitting the Earth. On March 23rd of 1989.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Asteroid the size of a mountain came within 500,000 miles of a collision with Earth. In interstellar terms, it was a near miss.
Interstellar terms. Wow.
That's about twice the distance to the moon. The moon's about 240,000 miles.
Yeah, so that was pretty close then. Because it was the size of a mountain and it missed Earth in 1989.
Well, that means I almost didn't graduate.
That means I was almost not born.
That too.
That means I was 3 years old and didn't care.
There was a big whoosh and the wind went.
Zach, what do you think?
Like, what
was that?
That's crazy. Near miss day. That's I love this. How do you not love this, Zach?
That's fun.
So much history behind this.
So far, my comedy's near miss.
We'll work on it. Now, this one I thought was unusual, which was it's Chia Seed Day.
Mm.
So not the Chia Pet Day.
No, not the Chia Pet.
That's a whole different day.
Yes, I love Genesis. I love Genesis reaction.
Chia Seed Day.
Chia seeds are actually really good for you. They're very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you with antitoxins and stuff like that.
Digestive system.
Yeah, and we have them at work, and every once in a while, if you lose a little bit of energy, get a cup of water, put some seeds in there.
Yeah, I've done that too. Mix it up. It does work.
Yeah, and drink that or whatever, and kind of
it's a superfood.
Picks you up a little bit, so which is kind of cool. So yeah, so there you go. So some other national days today going
fun,
on. So
fun.
So go out and celebrate your chips, dips, corn dogs, Melba toasts,
and puppies
and chia seeds.
Lots of puppies.
And if
I
you
like those videos on Facebook where they show a guy laying on the ground, there's like 20 puppies.
Oh god,
that's so cool.
Adorbs.
Well, again, Hollywood. Musicians, actors. Really?
You're a heartless bitch, Death.
Dude, they're dropping like flies. Every, this whole month, we've
people
had to
just
report.
Keep dying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, normally there's like there's a break, you know, in there somewhere of a couple of months or something until you hear another celebrity die. And then you kind of go, oh, which three is it this time, you know?
No.
Anyway, Genesis is cracking up. I love this.
No, I'm cracking
That's
up.
That's so funny. People are dying.
She's laughing at what I said.
I'm laughing at what Zach said.
So, you know, and it's just...
Turn off my mic.
You got it.
No, leave it on. I like it.
Okay.
But it's just... it's really weird because every broadcast we've had...
For this year.
Yeah.
Even before, probably.
Every broadcast we've had for the last month and a half, we've had a report somebody passing away. And last week, as soon as we get off the air, we find out Dick Dale, King of the Surf Guitar...
Mm-hmm.
Passed away, you know. Matter of fact, we were talking about earlier, my son's principal, her son has performed with Dick Dale numerous times. So they actually knew each other. Because Dick would perform around here in Huntington Beach locally, you know, the different places and stuff. Don the Beachcombers, which doesn't exist anymore, you know. So we play anything? Or?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was listening to you.
Yeah. Ah. So this is Dick Dale. Of course, most people know this from Pulp Fiction.
From the iTunes commercial.
That still counts.
Thank you.
Know this
at
from,
least you know it. That's
know
the key
something.
Thing.
That counts.
I know this from the game The Rabbit.
God.
Well, yeah, and you're the only one in the room that knows that fact.
Well, yep. Dick was 81. And of course, his stunner sound pioneered the California surf rock genre of the early 1960s. Again, a new generation of fans decades later through the appearance in Pulp Fiction. His death was confirmed by two former bandmates, bassist Sam Bowell, I guess, Bowell, and drummer Dusty Watson. He died last week ago today. Watson said Dale had been hospitalized recently for issues related to his heart. Dick Dale had a wet reverb heavy guitar sound that evoked crashing waves and sought to echo the sounds he played in his mind while surfing. Now, this is according to the Huntington Beach Surfing Walk of Fame. His singular staccato picking drew upon Middle Eastern music. His father was Lebanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And influenced the Beach Boys, the Ventures, and other surf rock artists of the... Wait a minute. The Ventures?
The Ventures.
Wait, I don't know about that. I don't know. Should we make a phone call?
Can we?
I call her right now to find out the truth.
I know. Let's find out.
All right. Here, let's see here.
We'll give it a shot. You all never right. know. It is Raverty.
Raverty.
So she's probably got her pets on the couch and just chilling.
All right. Let's see here.
Do, do, do,
all right. Plug this
do,
one in.
Do, do,
and then call
do.
It. I want to get down to the bottom of this.
Yeah, let's find out.
Come on, sweetie, answer. I love this music.
Oh, yeah.
I like a martini to this.
It's very peppy.
All right, well, I'll leave our message then.
Please leave your message for 81.
I didn't hear the beep yet. Did it beep yet?
Probably.
Okay. Stacy, it's Sean Roberts and Steve Silva from your Weekly Dose.
How you doing?
We were just reading something here. Of course, you know that Dick Dale passed away last week. And we just want to get down to the bottom of something, saying that Dick influenced the Beach Boys, which we can believe, and other surf rock artists, which we can believe. But they're also saying that Dick Dale influenced the Ventures. We need to get to the bottom of this. Call us back, sweetie, if you can. We're still on the air. We'll be on the air till 11:30. So just give me a call back. You got the number. Talk to you there. Bye. All right. I want to get down to the bottom. Wait a minute. Who came first? Dick Dale or the Ventures? Yeah. Remember, the Ventures came from Washington.
Seattle.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know about this. Don't know. So anyway,
we'll look into it.
Yeah. So and then also now for another musician passed away, Bernie Torme, which was Ozzy Osbourne's lead guitar player, passed away at the age of 66. Though he's younger than you, Steve.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So apparently Ozzy Osbourne has paid tribute to his former guitarist Bernie Torme, following the musician's death at age 66. Torme, who toured with Ozzy Osbourne in the early 80s, died Sunday, a month after an update posted on his Facebook page announcing that he was being treated for double pneumonia.
That'll get you.
How do you get double pneumonia?
I hate to get triple.
Well,
if there's a double, there must be a triple.
A lot of times people get pneumonia and don't realize it, and it like compounds daily.
So basically
like
it gets worse.
So it gets worse.
So they call it double?
Double pneumonia. Then there's triple pneumonia. Then there's
death.
Dying.
Death.
Yeah. Death, yeah. All right. So Osbourne shared a message honoring Torme's memory after the news that his death broke, tweeting, "What a sad day. We've lost another great musician. Bernie was a gentle soul with a heart of gold. He'll be dearly missed." So there you go. And then a local guy passed away also. And this is for all of us here who grew up in Southern California. Tom Hatton, who was the former Popeye and Friends host and Family Film Festival, he was 92.
Wow.
He was up there.
Yeah. I grew up with him. Now, Tom Hatton, he was a former actor. He was an announcer also on KTLA.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The station said he learned of Hatton's passing from his longtime friend and former KTLA producer, Joe Quarasanro. Hatton joined the station as an announcer in 1952. He went on to host the children's show Popeye and Friends from 1976 to 1988 and KTLA's Family Film Festival from 1978 to 1992. The longtime broadcaster also kept a local residence informed about Hollywood as an entertainment editor on KNX 1070 News Radio from 1978 to 2007. So, I mean, yeah, I grew up with Tom. You know, and every time he would do the Popeye stuff, he would always draw a cartoon
stuff all the time.
And he was an artist too, so he would draw a character or whatever while he was talking about something or gave information.
Yeah, you know? It was fun. It was interesting. Yeah, his life wasn't short; it was a long life.
Yeah,
so,
and I mean,
you can cross those two words off.
What words are you crossing? I don't even want to know.
I got a bunch of words I'm trying to use.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, you hear me jumping in like that.
Use your big boy words.
That's another word I can
cross off. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. No. Well, there you go. So, again, you know, passing away of these celebrities, man. God, nobody die today, please.
Please.
I think I'll be okay.
Nobody famous die.
Yeah, all of us.
I just
have.
Love Zach's face. Just kind of went, oh. Well, of course, now was it a couple of days ago? I think Wednesday was the first day of spring.
Yes.
Springtime.
Springtime.
Ding ding time.
So, how many of us here in the room actually do spring cleaning?
Justin? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of, or do you like?
I feel like every season I like deep clean. So.
Deep clean?
Yeah, but spring, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Zach?
I move something if I feel like it. Doesn't really matter if it's spring or not.
You know, that coffee table used to look good in the kitchen. Not anymore. I think I'll put it, oh, I don't know, the den.
Yeah, if I had a den.
There you go.
Yeah. Steve, what about you?
If I do any spring cleaning, it's purely by accident.
Yeah. Coincidental.
Or funny.
Wow.
I love spring cleaning or cleaning.
I try to do it at least, in all honesty, twice a year. Because I've got so much shit, basically. You know, I mean, look at this room.
I know.
Dude, I mean, the pictures and the guitars and the amps
and the closet.
And the Star Wars stuff and more guitars in the closet and, you know, books on music and books on tape and tape on books and, you know, everything else. And yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
I'm even sitting here by a stack of
books.
Cassettes,
yeah, exactly. Remember those?
I do.
So anyway, so here's some tips to clean like a pro if you gotta really get down into it. So work down, and this is very true. Always start at the top of your house and work down. You don't want to have to do the whole house in one go. Pace yourself. Start with the tidying, then go on to dusting, cleaning, and vacuum in that order. And that makes sense. And that's how my mom taught me how to clean, basically. You know, you take the cobwebs off from the corners or whatever, and you work your way down. You dust. That way, whatever dust falls off, you vacuum it up last. So that makes sense.
That sounds so efficient.
Get them bunnies. Death bunny.
Yes, exactly.
I like it in my room when I turn the ceiling fan on, the dust bunnies.
Scurry.
Have a dance party.
Yeah, they scurry around, and they end up somewhere else, and I figure, oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Shed your stuff. Clear out junk. If you haven't used it in the past year, you don't need it.
Ugh.
Uh-oh. I just put it in the closet.
I like keeping a lot of stuff.
Are you a hoarder?
No, I just like.
I'm a half hoarder. I'm a half hoarder.
I guess my friends would say I'm a hoarder. My room is so clean and organized, but I just have like random stuff from like junior high that I still keep. You know
why?
I do
for,
too.
For like memories.
Okay, those I can understand, certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But, mm-hmm. I mean, do you put them, like, in a box or somewhere?
Yeah, everything's organized. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And nothing's, like, you can't see it, but I just have, like, a tendency of keeping a lot of...
I've got a box in my garage that I have of, like, newspaper clippings, like, going back from when...
My dad has
from
that,
from where, like, Reagan almost got assassinated to the Shuttle Challenger.
Oh, my gosh.
To... Yeah, I mean, I've got, like, a bunch of those.
I have, like, a box for every ex, too. Like, right.
Do you really?
Yeah, where I keep all my letters.
How many boxes do we have? Like 20?
No, I only have three.
Oh, three? Oh, that's good.
Three boxes. That's three your boxes. Life.
I used to have a Time magazine from when 9/11 happened.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. It probably got mixed in with everything else that got tossed out.
No.
I didn't want.
That's a good one.
I kind of like to stay in the realm of everything I own fits in my car.
Oh,
well, so you've always been that way.
Yeah, but now that I don't have a car. I've
anything
got
that fits
TV,
on the bus.
I got a dresser. I've got a queen size mattress. I should.
So you're staying longer.
I'm not moving anywhere soon.
Yeah,
I hope.
Next one is curtain call. Don't forget the curtains. If you don't clean them thoroughly at least once a year, they will rot. Dry clean velvet tapestries, Chanel and interline curtains. Cotton and similar textiles can be washed. Just remember to move any hooks. Duh. Yeah. Duh.
I have blinds.
Do you clean your doors?
Yeah. Because the dust will get on the lip of the door. So, yeah.
Oh, good. That's another word off my list.
Oh, is it one of those things where your list has a lot of his list? I've had that before.
Okay. All right. I just wrote a list of words, random. And yes.
Deep cleaning. Steve likes this one. Deep cleaning.
I like it. Deep.
Yeah. Give your carpets a deep clean at least twice a year. If you aren't going up to do it yourself, hire a carpet cleaner to rent a carpet cleaning machine.
Thank goodness I don't have any carpets.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
The hardwood floor.
We did ours right before the holidays, you know, for the party that we had and everything. So
I remember when you did that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you got new carpet.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't think that we had to do it like, you know, he said once a year. We've used him before, and he did a great job. But now this thing's saying like twice a year to do it because you need it, you know, and it gives the carpet longevity too. So
gives it what?
Longevity.
Longevity.
Yeah, you want to cross that off on your list?
That's like... on your list.
So. Oh, well, no, the longevity part.
No, the long. I already used long, so that didn't help.
All right. Thwart moths. Clean the inside of your drawers and wardrobe and wipe the insides with cedar wood oil.
Yeah.
Kill moth larvae. Lava, larvae.
Larva.
Moth, lava.
Lava.
Larvae.
Wow.
Larvae, if wow. You're in France.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. Of course.
Oh, in France. Oh, by washing
Laver.
The... This is going great.
Yeah, thank you. Laver. By washing the clothing at the highest temperature possible. That means hot.
Hot.
That means you stick your finger in and have to pull it back out. It's too hot.
It's too hot. Or you could stick your clothing in a plastic bag and freeze them for 24 hours.
To kill a larva?
Yeah, to kill the larva. That's
a lot of work.
Brighten up. Turn off your lights and remove their shades, globes, and bulbs. Wash and remove the removable parts with regular dish soap and wipe the fixed parts with a damp cloth. That's very true. Mm-hmm. Gotta do that. Mm-hmm. Turn over. How many guys do this? Flip your mattresses.
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
We used to. Now we got a big dip in the middle of it. And we're looking.
It doesn't matter which side it's on.
There's a big dip.
It's a big dip.
Yeah.
You should get a mattress at least every, 25 years or so.
We're almost there. We're almost there because Karen and I, we just celebrated 19 years together. So,
celebrated?
Yeah. Well, kind of. So we got that mattress as a wedding gift from my mom and dad. So it's time to get a new mattress.
Yeah, it's way time.
Yeah, it's time.
You're supposed to get one every like 4 years.
Yeah, just it's
that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's good for your back. Longevity. Yeah. We're talking about longevity, right? Yeah,
your back. Depends on what kind of mattress you get. If you get a spring mattress, they need to replace sooner. If you get one of those,
but 19 years ago they didn't have memory foam, so it was for sure a spring mattress. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I just replaced my mattress, actually my whole bed recently because it was a spring box one. It was being held up by two twin box springs, and then not that long ago the legs on it just broke. Like it just, you know, they're metal legs. So they just went snap. I actually was holding one of them up with a guitar amp at some point. So I just had 1-800-GOT-JUNK guys come and haul it away. And I got a new one not that long ago.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it was horrible.
Let's see here. Freshen the beds. Launder all your quilts, duvets, and pillows. Both natural and synthetic fibers can be washed. But you may have to heat to the laundromat for big enough machines. For tumble dry and stuff. Sheer upholstery. Loose upholstery covers should be washed or dry clean and then placed back in the furniture while it's still damp to reshape them. And then share the load. Don't do all the work yourself. Enlist the entire family, chip in, or hire a cleaning service. And there's some that will do that for the deep cleaning stuff.
Yeah, we have a female that comes in, I think it's every Friday. She was there yesterday and cleans
Consuelo?
The bathrooms and, yeah. No, I don't know.
No,
why
you clean.
Something like that. I don't know if she's a relative or friends or whatever, but she comes in and cleans the house once a week. So
cool.
That's very nice.
Cool.
The house always smells so fresh when she's gone. Oh, that's another word off.
Gone?
Yeah, there we go.
Fresh.
Yeah. Now, here's something that I want to see what Zach's going to play. So here, you know, and of course, spring, you know, it's new life and everything and so forth. And of course, it's also the time that people have the most sex.
That's weird.
Oh, really?
So here are 7 reasons sex is in the air every spring.
Huh.
Oh, we're playing that one?
Maybe
that's why he's probably the... Never mind.
That's what's wrong with my sinuses. I'm allergic to all the sex in the air.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm allergic to that song. Your choice of sex song is questionable.
Wow.
That just
There's
took a turn.
Sex song? What's...
Well, his interpretation of a sex song.
Yeah, for spring, you know. So
was what?
You didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it.
A sack?
I'm not going back now.
Do your sack stuff and...
No.
Oh, my God.
No, it's past tense at this point.
Oh. You know, you could just play Puppy Love again, you know.
Yeah, might as well.
I got something better. I'm doing this instead.
Oh, okay. Now I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. George Michael. That's a good video, too.
I love this song.
I love the video.
The video is really cool.
All right, so again, 7 reasons sex is in the air this spring. Women's bodies are suddenly more visible.
Huh. I'm going to have to leave my room more often.
No longer are women hidden under hundreds of layers of frumpy knitwear. You can now tell...
Frumpy knitwear.
That's what it says.
I like that term, frumpy knitwear.
Yeah.
Lose the frumpy knitwear.
Now you can tell that we are, in fact, female. Cleavage and legs come out of hibernation. And whether we are showing off the body we've been working on since New Year's or gingerly stepping out in the bodies we've been feeding liberal amounts of pouting to all winter, the point is skin's out, which means game on. Which is true.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm more, excited.
Wearing more shorts, tops. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's patio weather. No longer are you rushing home after work to get into cozy hibernation with the Netflix until morning. Any day of the week boasts even the slightest bit of sunshine is a perfect day to grab the pooch and meet friends al fresco, drinks, and barbecue.
Is that a new term for sex? Grab the pooch?
Grab the pooch. Yeah.
I'm going to go out and grab the pooch.
All that patio time leads to extra drinking, which leads to sexy thoughts and lowered inhibitions.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour.
Mm-hmm. Patio time, uh-huh. Susie O time, Brenda O time, Linda.
Everyone
O time.
Is being active again. We're running again. We're cycling to work. We're taking longer than normal dog walks. Biology says that the endorphin spike from exercise makes us feel healthy, which inevitably leads to making us feel frisky. Also, the subtle hormones which we release, we sweet float upon the air until they are under the noses of those with whom we are chemically compatible with, causing instant attraction and the need to swap numbers and more. Achoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Vitamin D and testosterone levels. As you spend more and more time soaking up vitamin D, you feel the libido increase due to testosterone levels being...
That's the problem.
...being stimulated. This change is especially evident in men. They get a little bit bolder and act a little bit more robust. Hot-blooded women can't help but take notice. Spring is just romantic. Okay, all that randy animalistic stuff aside, the sight and smell of flowers blossoming puts everyone in the mood to fall in love. You want someone, someone's hand to hold while you're strolling around the balmy nights, someone sweet to kiss while the soft spring rain breathes life into the gardens of the city. Now, these next two are kind of connected. Old crushes come out.
I feel like that's in the fall for like the holidays. Crushing. Like people want to be single in the spring and summer.
Okay. Those who consider you an old crush also come out.
Hmm.
Wow, the two of you was in stereo. So, Although you thought about him or her all winter long, if the 70s porn star, Movember, he was rocking the last time you saw him, had grown into a stately and respectable beard during the colder months, you glance around for him on those quick sub-zero park trips, but not to no avail. He's back now and out, and you've never been more ready to ask him if he has an extra... wow, that's just weird. I'm not reading that.
Wait, I want to know.
An extra poop bag because you're walking your dogs together because you forgot to bring yours.
Yeah, that's weird.
I told you it was weird, yeah. So, again, old crushes come out. And so, and those who, that let's say the shoe is on the other foot, they had a crush on you, are now seeking you out.
Hmm. So but that might be true because this guy I was talking to, I didn't talk to him like all of the winter, and now like we're talking again.
So has she mentioned picking up poop together?
No, not yet, and I'm offended. Oh, I want my money back. How dare he not want to poop up my dog's poop?
Hey, really? Chivalry is dead.
So yeah, yes it is. There you go.
Dead, so, buried, and never coming back.
Yeah. So seven reasons. There you go. My sex is so important during the springtime.
That sounds like so much fun.
But it's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, it is that time. You know, you see the rabbits doing it, the foxes are doing it, everybody's doing it. You know,
the bees and the birds, the birds, and the flowers. Yeah.
Have
and
you ever
the
seen
nectar?
A bee do a bird? Ooh,
what?
I've seen a bumblebee. Yeah. Those things are huge. Oh gosh.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
It's about to get funner.
Yes, it is. Because you know why?
Why?
We've got Mother Nature with us.
Mother Nature?
Mother Nature's with us right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she's going to give us some facts about spring.
Ooh.
Mother Nature.
Hi, Mother Nature. How are you?
I'm good. I come bearing 10 fun facts about spring.
Oh, tell us, Mother Nature.
Yeah, you wouldn't be fooling us now, would you?
I would never dare.
Nobody fools Mother Nature.
That's nice.
The earliest known use of the term spring cleaning was in 19...
I just like how her voice changed right now.
Was in 1857.
And it got deeper, too.
This is going great.
Stop it, Sag. Fact number two.
Oh, there
two,
we are.
Two. I like that voice, Mother Nature.
We've used the word spring for the season since the 16th century.
No shit.
Fact number three. The first day of spring, the first day of spring is called the vernal equinox.
Mm-hmm.
The first spring flowers are usually dandelions, lilies, tulips, iris, and lilacs.
Don't say it, see. Don't say it.
I want to hear him.
What's better than roses on your piano?
Tulips on your organ.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right, a rim shot. I love
very
it.
Very Mother Nature-ish. Spring fever isn't just the same. Experts say the body's makeup changes due to different diets and hormone production. There's more daylight during spring because the Earth's axis tilts towards the sun at this time of the year. Tornado Alley is at its most active state during the spring.
So don't piss her off.
I know.
Hurricane season begins in late spring. On the first day of spring, the sunrise and sunset are about 12 hours apart everywhere on Earth.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And last, if you stand at the equator on the first day of spring, you'll see the sun pass directly overhead. This happens only twice a year during the first day of spring and the first day of autumn. And those are 10 fun facts about spring brought to you by Mother Nature.
Thank you, Mother Nature. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye, Mother Nature.
I like Mother Nature.
Mother Nature's hot.
Thanks.
Mother Nature.
She sounds like Genesis, too. It's weird.
I just like when Mother Nature's lowered her voice. It got real sexy.
Got real sexy.
Yeah.
That's my regular voice.
No. We're talking about Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it's not Mother Nature.
Just like I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh my god, that was too good. That was too good.
Oh goodness.
Oh, so many good things. So many good things. Stacey hasn't called or anything, has she?
No.
No. Okay. She might not call back, but I really want to find that out though, man. It's like, did Dick Dale really influence the Ventures though? Because that would be really important to find out. So I don't know. Well, we'll see. Okay, we're getting everything connected?
Yep.
Cool. All right, well, let's try this here. Well, since
I see we have a phone call.
Yes, we do. Since we recently started with March Madness, oh my God, this is going to suck. Wow. Oh my God. No, it's all done. Yeah. Well, since we recently started the March Madness here, your weekly dose, we thought we should, have an expert about filling in our brackets, so we can like to welcome back to the show self-proclaimed March Madness expert, Milton Babbitt. How are you, Milton?
Well, Sean, I'm doing just fine. Yeah, thank you for having me back on your wonderful podcast that pays homage to those two wacky L.A. DJs, Lamar and Wayne.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, of course. Now, can you tell us about March Madness and this whole thing going on this year, Milton?
Well, yeah. So, March Madness is underway in full steam. Of course, for me, March Madness is short for, I can't believe the Angels are giving Mike Trout $450 million. Holy cow. Now, of course, we all know that we have to fill out our brackets with the teams that we feel that will go all the way. That's kind of in tune with your spring theme there, go all the way in the air. I'll go on. kind of like trying to figure out that girl you should take to prom. Oh, that's another word off my list. Prom, yeah. But like prom dates, there are so many teams to choose from. Yes, there are over 1.5 trillion teams that are invited to March Madness. The only number that's bigger is our deficit this month. Now, of course, March Madness is a tournament that takes place inside a giant sphere that's filled with whipped cream to determine who will be the college champion of badminton. I love badminton because it's
bad.
Now, of course, this is done in a tournament style where the winners advance upon winning a game and the losers end up visiting the chicken ranch for a whole week. Those lucky enough to play in Vegas, anyway. Of course, this is the worst way to determine the winner. Everybody knows the best way is to play rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock. Now, the favorites to win it all this year are the USC My Parents Bought My Way In, the Ohio State, Don't Get It In My Buckeyes, and the Seton Hall of Notes. Now, this year, the Final Four will be held in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the new slogan this year is, Minneapolis, come for the culture, stay because your car won't start. So go visit Prince's house. What the hell is that? Okay. Oh, now this is really big, Sean. This is really big. The UC Irvine might be this year's Cinderella because they did win.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're going to the second round now. And Florida could be this year's Snow White, and Virginia could be Vanessa. That's the hooker that takes you around the world in bed. Kama Sutra positions are extra. 1-800, I will blow you. She paid me to say that. Last night, Utah's Stormin' Mormons lost in triple overtime to the Murray State Fred McMurray's 38-95. Boy, that third overtime was quite a show. Now, the game was delayed for 20 minutes when one of the Utah players proposed to a cheerleader who would become his ninth wife. Oh, that's so romantic, which I thought added a nice touch. Yes, it did. Now, other action, the Colorado Green Leaf Refractors. Beat the Ohio Wrinkly Red Stinkers 85-7. It was close, right down to the end. Now, I had the Wrinkly Red Stinkers winning the Stanley Cup by only 30 yards, but they didn't, so that totally destroyed my bracket. Now, next week, the winners for that weekend will advance to what we call the Sweet 16, or as I like to call it, seriously, officer, I'll try that again. We call it the Sweet 16, or as I like to call it, seriously, officer, she told me she was 18. Now, I like to call it Game of March Madness Thrones, but that is just a ratings ploy to get cosplayers to watch the game. But I will tell you that March Madness started back in ancient Rome, where it was called the Eyes of March Madness. Yes, we're all looking at each other like, what? Now, the Roman god Jupiter, or as he liked to be called, Dr. J, invented the game with the other gods, and of course, it quickly spread down to the mortals. Next thing you know, the game spread all over Europe except Greece, because there the men are too busy dribbling each other's balls. Julius Caesar loved the game so much that he proclaimed, once et tu, Brute, I had Kentucky plus the points. Well, that's about it for me. So all I have to say now, Sean, is stick tickets. They're going to be at the fair.
That's true. They are.
We could, yeah, when we. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Sean. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Thanks, Milton.
Holy shit.
How was that for you, Zach?
Oh, that was a marathon.
My God, that guy's hyper.
Well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That was too good. Too good.
Kind of like blanched nuts. Oh, there's another word.
All right. Well, let's get on to what's new.
I got all my words.
What's new, pussycat? Nice. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, so I got one here because we went out to see Christian James Han.
Yes.
Last night. So I saw this one, and I'm going.
You and Roman did.
Yeah, Roman and I. And the thing is, this is a story for Christian because you know how much he loves otters.
Oh, otters.
Yeah,
okay.
Otters. Not otters, but otters, right?
I thought you said others.
No. Otters, because you know, he's a big fan of otters, right?
He is.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So.
Well, most people are.
Yeah, well, they're cute, you know, and everything. Yeah. So here's one for Christian, though. Well, otters.
And they take a clam and put it on their stomach and hit it with a rock.
Yeah, open your shit up.
Christian does that. Goes out to eat.
Well, otters aren't the first animal to come to mind when most people think of dangerous Florida wildlife. But a run-in with an aggressive and probably rabid one left a woman temporarily unable to walk.
Oh.
Yeah. A Maitland resident, Anne Christine Langselis, I guess, said that she was walking into her golden doodle on a bridge in a park in Orlando.
What?
A golden doodle? She was walking her golden doodle?
It's golden a, doodle.
Yeah. It's like a golden retriever and a poodle mix.
Oh, I see. And the poodle said because it was there.
That too, yeah. So her golden doodle on a bridge in a park in Orlando suburb last week when she saw the animal running fast towards her. She says that a completely unprovoked attack The otter attacked her right leg and then sank its teeth into her left leg and hung on as she ran for about 25 yards.
They sound so cute.
Wow.
The woman who moved to Florida from northern Sweden 18 months ago says she required rabies shots and she had trouble walking because of the severe bites. She says, I've never seen an animal behave like this, so I kind of guess it was ill when it went for me. But the scariest part was that it didn't let go. It bit me in the Achilles tendon really bad, so it hung on for a long time. Authorities believe the same otter was responsible for at least two other attacks to Matlin residents. Posters were put up on the park reading caution, aggressive otter reported in the area. So,
I guess she ought to have stayed home. Well, you know, I've got a good one here.
You got a good one
now,
there?
Now, we talk about getting high.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like it better than alcohol because alcohol makes me feel like...
Alcohol makes you fall down 17 times.
Yes, it does.
And trips to the doctor.
But, so I kind of try not to drink alcohol.
That much.
But anyway,
well, that's good.
You have to be careful when you get high, because
okay. Is that a disclaimer?
High makes you do
strange
funny
things.
Yes,
alcohol does not let you do that.
No, that's just, unheard of.
Yeah,
you just talk funny and fall down.
Exactly. Listen to our show last week.
Okay, this 29-year-old man from the Netherlands. He wasn't identified. It's just a 29-year-old man from Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
Now, he was under the influence of GHB.
What's GHB?
It's like liquid.
Oh,
it's
like water?
Rufinol type. It's a liquid, okay. Like the date rape drug.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Well, he started boiling eggs with his partner.
Okay.
When the eggs were cooked and peeled,
uh-huh.
That sounds like this... like a short story right there.
Yeah.
He decided it would be a good idea to put the eggs into his bottom. I don't know. It makes me think his sphincter must have been pretty loose to be getting hard-boiled eggs up in there. Yeah. He started getting stomach pains later that night and went straight to the hospital.
Well, yeah.
Now... one of the doctors said, upon arrival, the patient had tachycardia, a heartbeat of 120 beats per minute.
Oh, shit.
And tachypnea, 29 rapid breaths per minute. So he was a little hyper.
Yeah, exactly.
Physical examination showed abdominal guarding over the entire stomach. Doctors carried out a CT scan as they suspected abdominal sepsis and found a perforation of the pelvic colon and a huge amount of air and fluids in his abdominal cavity.
Ooh, that's not good.
They decided it would be necessary to do an emergency laparotomy.
Cross that one off your list.
Yeah.
That's another word.
A surgical procedure involving a large incision through the abdominal wall to gain access into the abdominal cavity. Now, the doctor said the eggs were removed as well as we could, and the abdominal cavity was thoroughly rinsed.
Wow.
I wonder what that's like, having your abdominal cavity rinsed.
That's kind of scary, though, overall.
Well, the eggs caused a giant rupture of the gastrointestinal wall, which was sewn up by the doctors, and the doctor said, no more eggs jumping on the bed. After the operation, okay. The patient was monitored in intensive care for a short time, and after several days, he could leave the hospital in a clinically good condition. So, please, people.
Don't shove things up your butt when you're high.
Friends
or,
don't
or
let,
sober, just throwing it out
don't
there.
Let yeah, friends true. Shove things up their butt when they're high.
God, wow. Well, when you decide to go, have any of you ever gone hunting before?
You know, that's like the one thing I've never done hunting? In my life. I've never hunted
really?
Before.
Okay. Well, the key thing also is to try, especially when you're hunting for fowl, geese, duck, is to make sure you have a good hunting.
Is this a foul story?
No. Okay. Is to have a good hunting dog with you, right?
Oh, yeah. When I was in Illinois, I met a lot of really good hunting dogs, retrievers and Irish setters and things like that. Oh, yeah.
Well, this man in Las Cruces, New Mexico says, I guess his dog got pissed off at him because he accidentally shot him.
The dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, now, I love this name, though.
Was he high?
No. Sonny Tex Gilligan, kind of gives it away right there, said his 120-pound Rottweiler mix, Charlie, accidentally shot him while they were going out hunting for jackrabbits last week. Gilligan was in the driver's seat of his pickup truck when he was shot. Charlie got his foot in the trigger of the gun, and I leaned forward, and he slipped off the seat and caught the trigger, and it shot off.
Is this another spring story, or is this?
Nope. Gilligan said it was a freak accident, but it's true, and that's what happened. Gilligan said he initially thought someone from the outside of the car shot him, but soon realized the shot came from his own gun. Charlie and Gilligan's two other dogs, Scooter and Cowboy, those are great names, were sent to animal.
So is Gilligan.
Yeah, were sent to an animal service center following the shooting. Gilligan is expected to recover, but says he's most look forward to getting his dogs out of doggy jail. Mm. So, you know, kind of makes you wonder where the hell were the guns then? If the dog was able to.
He probably had it leaning against the bench seat so he could grab it and shoot out the window, which is something they do.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposed to have it on the gun rack, you dumbass. But anyway, there you go. So be careful when you're choosing a hunting dog.
Exactly. Well, you know, in this day and age of technology, Zach and I were talking about this earlier, about people and technology and how sometimes you have to be careful when you use it. This man got a modern advancement called a video doorbell.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of things you can do. Gadgets, gizmos, Apple Watch, take an ECG reading, and a virtual reality headset, drones. You can buy all sorts of stuff. But this video doorbell is kind of cool. It allows people to see who is approaching their front door.
Well, yeah, kind of like the whole ring thing.
It's a ring. Yeah, gotcha. Something like that. Well, you can stay inside, talk to the people, see who they are, you know, tell them, please put that Amazon package down.
Yeah.
Well, it appears there were a few faults in the device, as the dad found when he locked himself out of the house.
Okay.
His own house. He was outside, locked it. It's kind of an amusing story, actually.
Well, let's hear it, Steve.
The dad was like he did coding. He knew how to screw around with things like this.
Okay.
So he programmed a device to automatically lock the door if the camera detected an unfamiliar face.
Okay.
Well, he came up and the door locked, not because his face was unfamiliar, but because of the image of an angry Batman on his T-shirt.
Hello?
Anybody there?
Hello? Wow.
So it looked at his T-shirt and locked him out.
And Batman's never happy, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, that's true. I wish I had another word I could use here, but I'm all done.
And that's what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, let's play the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, a new fantastic game show sweeping the nation. Quiz me! Quiz you!
Perfect timing, all right.
Question number one.
I'm ready. Kick your asses today.
In 1967, what band released the hit song Ruby Tuesday?
Sean.
Sean.
Gotcha.
You did.
The Stones, man. The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Not to be confused with the backward stones.
Those men.
So goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
That's my cat's name, Ruby.
You have a cat?
Yeah, I kind of inherited one. It was my uncle's.
Hmm.
Ow.
Question number two.
Stub my finger.
The island of Great Britain is made up of what three somewhat autonomous regions?
Steve.
Steve.
Ooh. England.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Scotland. And Ireland.
No.
Really? You missed it.
Yeah.
Missed it by that much.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, we've had this question before.
Have we?
We have.
It sounds familiar.
I don't even remember the, because it's like three areas in England itself.
I thought, okay.
I don't remember what the answer was.
I feel like we have.
Shoot. All right, Sean.
Sean.
Great Britain. Scotland. And Wales.
No.
Zach?
Great Britain. Ireland. And I don't know, whatever the other two said.
Wow.
Let's give myself a buzzer.
You guys are so wrong.
We are.
The question is the island of Great Britain. And you guys keep saying
Great Britain
as the option.
What was the question though?
Oh, wait. Like, what countries make up Great Britain? Or what regions make up Great Britain?
Mm-hmm.
Regions.
Oh. Wait. What was the question?
Yeah, exactly what he said.
It's more like Wales, Edinburgh.
Did we just get dumber by the time we get to this point in the
show?
Yeah,
you did.
Wait. Read the question, though.
The island of Great Britain is made out of what three somewhat autonomous regions? And Steve was perfectly fine, but then when you and Zach did it, you guys mentioned Great Britain as an option.
I wasn't paying attention.
When we're talking about Great Britain itself.
So the answer was Great Britain?
The island of Great Britain.
I'm so lost.
The island of Great Britain is made out of what three somewhat autonomous regions? So what is it? What three places is made out of regions? You mentioned Great Britain as one of them when it's not. That's what the
So be England.
What makes up Great Britain. Yeah.
So it should be England.
Just the Great Britain.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
So it's England, Scotland, and Wales.
Wales. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was totally going to say all those if I had a second chance.
Question number three.
Wales. God, we're idiots.
In what year did Neil Armstrong?
Sean.
1969. Yes. Sean.
I was sitting in the living room of a house on Green Street in Champaign, Illinois.
Wow.
Watching it.
Nice.
That's awesome. I was...
Watching it on YouTube.
You were not existing.
You know I'm not.
Doing a whole lot of not existing.
Question number four. Who was the first president of the United States to live in the White House?
Zach?
Sean.
Zach?
Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Eh.
Sean?
John Adams.
Yes.
Oh, that was my second guess.
I'm surprised because you watched the show.
I know. You know, I was actually going to say that. I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe it was like after John Adams, but okay, well.
Question number five.
Way to go. Do that again? You want to do that again? Try that again. So. There you go.
New York City was originally known by which Dutch name?
Oh.
Steve.
Steve.
New Brunswick.
No.
Sean.
Oh,
New Yorkshire?
No.
Shut up, bitch. Oh, God, no, because it was a different name. It was a completely different name. No.
New York City.
Sean. After Zach, because Zach has to go.
Oh, Zach.
New York City?
Wow. And that was a lot different than New York City.
New York City was originally known by what Dutch name? New York City?
New Amsterdam.
Trying to be funny here.
Yes.
It's a radio show.
There it is.
Okay.
New Amsterdam.
Sean, perfect. You've gotten them all except for one so far.
Well, I almost went card.
Almost.
Gotten, almost.
Yeah.
Wow. Told you to kick your bitch's asses.
Question number six.
Question number what?
Six. Oh.
Where would you find St. Peter's?
Steve.
Sean.
Steve.
In Washington, D.C.
No.
St. Peter's.
At the Pearly Gates.
No. Is that what they call it? No.
Steve after.
No, I know what it is.
Zach. St. Petersburg? Okay. I'll just
let's finish the question.
How about we try Vatican City?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. St. Peter's Square. Yeah.
No, it's actually where would you find St. Peter's Basilica?
But, oh, Basilica. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 1999, what Major League Baseball player?
What number is it?
Oh, sorry. Question number seven.
Our stupidness is rubbing off on her.
In 1998,
believe it, she is the smartest one here
so far.
In 1998, what Major League Baseball player broke the single season home run record previously set by Roger?
We
Bears?
Had this
Ted,
one.
Yeah,
Sean.
We've had this once before.
Yeah, it was Ted McGuire or
McGuire?
Mark McGuire.
No, not Ted McGuire.
So I just want to say that some of these we have had in the same like list, but there's some that we haven't had, and I've never seen them. So I think. This website just throws in like random.
Okay, no worries.
I'm gonna write them a scathing letter.
Question number eight.
You do that.
I will.
In the movie Lion King, what
everybody
was
ready.
What was Simba's mother's name?
Zach.
Zach.
Steve.
Oh God.
Sean.
Sean.
Nairobi.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, his mother. Is it?
And I know what it is.
I thought for sure I was right.
Go ahead.
Sarabi.
Yes.
Okay. I can't, if mine rhymed.
See, like, I haven't seen that question before.
No.
And the Mark McGuire one I have seen, it's right. Kind of weird.
It's okay. We follow you.
Or Ted McGuire.
Or Ted McGuire.
Question number nine. A young woman in the 1920s.
That Steve.
Steve.
Breasts.
No. Anybody else?
Sean.
Sean.
Flappers.
Yes. It was a young woman in 1920s that behaved and dressed boldly was referred to as what?
The flapper.
The flappers. Yeah.
They did the...
Johnson.
Yeah.
I like... Hey, that's good said, radio, Steve.
They did the Scooby-Doo.
They did the... You know, where you... And then it kind of... Yeah, exactly.
Question number 10.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
On what continent would you not find bees?
Sean.
Sean.
Zach.
Steve.
Antarctica.
Yes.
Yep, that was going to be mine.
And for a bonus question.
Ooh, bonus.
In 1993, which country became the first to give women the right to vote?
Oh,
God.
This is a good one.
In 1993, which...
It's actually in 1893, dyslexia.
1893,
sorry.
The first country...
Yeah, first them. Country became...
Steve.
Steve?
Australia.
No. Yeah, 1983, which country
it's a,
became...
It's a European country, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a Scandinavian European country, is it not?
Scandinavian. No. I don't know. You can't ask me these kind of questions.
And you got it wrong anyway.
Okay, what continent?
Why do we have any need?
I just said, don't
country.
Ask me these kind of questions.
I know, but we're going to kind of need it at this point if it's going to live.
How many continents are there? It's Africa, Latin. Okay, yes, it's England, Europe.
Steve. England.
No. I got that confused.
Sean, Wales.
Sean. No.
Oh. Oh, we're dumb. Give it to us.
New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was the closest.
Yeah.
And that was a bonus question.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know.
The less you know.
The less you know.
Well, if you guys have a puppy, go out there and love it.
walk him with your significant other and have them pick up his poop.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you want to know the words, Tuesdays?
That's not the words of the song I read.
Well, not my version.
Only 17.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show. It's a little bit cloudy out there, but it looks like it's going to be a really nice day.
It was a little cloudy in here at times.
They said that rain won't come in until Wednesday or Thursday of next week, so which is good. So we got a nice weekend. Go out and do stuff. Tomorrow is the Los Angeles Marathon.
Oh. I'll be there.
So, yeah, Jessie will be there. So if you want to go over and say hi to her, she'll be there. Yeah, you know, get her autograph, take a picture with her.
Tweet
her or anything like that. So, yeah, be all good.
Buy me a beer.
So, show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram, find us at yourweeklydose1.
My Twitter is at silverlining69.
And you want to follow me, Sean? I made it simple for everybody. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It is simply Sean Roberts, HC.
And I'm at ZTegen, ZTEIGEN at Twitter and Instagram.
And I am at Luna the Virgo on Instagram.
Say that again.
Luna the Virgo on Instagram.
I just like the way that rolls off your tongue.
Luna the Virgo.
Luna the Virgo. It sounds sexy. I like it sexy.
How ironic.
Yes. Well, anyway, guys, go out there and have fun because, again, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And anything else we got going on coming up pretty soon? Nothing really, huh? Oh,
not within the next few weeks or so.
But next week, though, I think we do have Paul Preston and his wife Karen coming in.
Yes.
So we'll be talking with them. Of course, Paul Preston's from the Movie Guys. So join us next week for fun and hilarity and all the good stuff that we love to do here. So we'll catch you guys then. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.